We're up to mitzvah 220, and that is the mitzvah for the courts to judge a man who seduces and tax him. As the Torah says, he is taxed 50 silver coins. 221 is the mitzvah of yefas toar, when a person goes to war and he takes a woman during the battle, so there's a whole procession, the Torah says, that must happen before he can marry her. Mitzvah 222 is the commandment that if one divorces, he should do it with a contract. There's a shtar, there's a specific way the Torah wanted divorces to take place. 223 is the mitzvah of sota, when a woman is suspected of having an illicit relationship, her husband can warn her, and then if she again is seen with that man alone, so then he could bring her up to the temple and do the whole procession, and that's the mitzvah of sota. 224 is the mitzvah of giving lashes. We have specific conditions, a person has to be warned beforehand, etc., but there is a mitzvah where if a person transgresses willfully on certain commandments, then he is susceptible to getting lashes. 225 is the mitzvah that a person who kills by mistake should go into exile. And mitzvah 226, 227, 228, 229 are the mitzvahs of corporal punishment. The Beis Din has a mitzvah, assuming that circumstances were met, to execute. One mitzvah is by the sword, the second mitzvah is with strangulation, the third mitzvah is by pouring molten lead in his throat, and the fourth mitzvah, 229, is with stoning. So the mitzvahs we saw today is to judge the one who seduces and tax him, to do the mitzvah of Yefas Toar, the procession of how to marry a woman during war. 222 is to divorce using a contract, then the mitzvah of sota, the mitzvah of giving lashes, the mitzvah of a person going to exile when he killed by mistake, and the four biblical death penalties that the courts are commanded to execute.